Welcome to the Elite Nurse Health Coach Podcast. I am your host and fellow registered nurse, Heather College. This is the only podcast that teaches nurses social media strategy, online marketing, and how to get high-paying clients. What's up? This is Heather, and I'm excited to teach you how to overcome any objection you receive while you are selling your coaching. So I'm going to be teaching you some of the most common things that you'll run into as you are on sales calls and inviting people to join you and enroll in your coaching program. So if you are a nurse with a coaching business and you're wanting to grow it for more freedom and fulfillment, this is exactly what we teach you how to do inside of our Elite Nurse to Coach Academy. So if you don't know me, I am Heather. I am a business coach for nurses growing online coaching businesses. I have been in business now for over 9 years, and we have helped hundreds of nurses start and grow online high-ticket coaching businesses for more freedom and fulfillment. So some of the top objections that you are going to receive while on sales calls and inviting people to enroll in your coaching services are what I'm going to cover today. So listen in, tune in, and I'm excited to share this with you. So this is something that we typically only teach our students inside of the academy. So you're getting gold today. So I'm really excited to share with you how to overcome these to allow you to have more clients, make more money, and grow your business in a more successful way. So the first one might be they may ask that they need to chat with their partner, right? So they might say, oh yeah, that sounds great, but I really need to have a conversation with my partner. So some of the things you can say to this will be, you know, sounds great. You know, I love to talk with my partner about these things too. You could potentially ask them, you know, may I ask a question? What do you think they will say? And then if they say, oh, they'll probably just be fine with it, I just need to let them know. Perfect. So since we're on the call right now, we'll go ahead and send you over the agreement and the invoice. We'll help you get started. We'll get you into the program. And then once you get the okay, you can go ahead and fill that out. Does that sound good? So that's one thing that you could do. Another thing you could do is ask, you know, are there any specific questions that your partner may have that I can help answer? So if the client really wants to do it, but maybe the partner is not so sure, you know, we like to invite the partner to be on the call with them to help answer any questions they may have. And then also reminding them that it's important that, you know, our partners, they want us to be happy and safe. Sometimes they might have questions and it might seem like they're unsupportive, but they're really just trying to protect us. They may not understand coaching, and this happens a lot. So it's really important to have a conversation with your partner around why this is so important to you. And so also reminding them to have that conversation with their partner so that it's open and clear of why this is so important to you, and just asking for support rather than permission. So in this day and age, we really should not have to be asking our partner for permission to do things, especially if you are earning an income. If you are employed, you know, you should be able to make your own decisions without having to ask your partner, and just asking for support, you know, if that's what you're wanting to do. So that is number one. Number two is the money, right? So it's either a partner, a money, a time, a fear thing. It's usually one of those four things. So number two is they may say that I can't afford it. So, you know, it sounds like money's a concern. May I ask you if the money wasn't an issue and we could do a payment plan, do you feel like this is the right option for you? What do you feel like you really need? So it's like peeling back those layers of the onion. Would it be more or less support than this? Maybe you can create something customized for that particular client in what specifically they're looking for. You can also relate to them. You know, I know how you feel. I felt the same way when I hired my coach. I didn't know how I would afford it. I'm so grateful that I did because it has completely changed my life. You know, I'm happy to offer payment plans, being flexible. You know, would this make it a yes for you? And then also something like, if money was the only thing that stopped you from getting to your goal, is it okay if we brainstorm to figure out how to make it work? So do you maybe have any areas where you're spending money now that could be replaced by this service? So thinking it through and kind of brainstorming and peeling back the layers. Number three, they might say that they either don't have time or they need a little bit more time to think it over. So, you know, you could potentially hold that certain price for them for 24 hours. And then, you know, just being like, you know, how will you know when it's time to start doing and having the things in your life? You just told me you're so important to you. What specific outcomes would you need to see to make this worth the investment? What would make this a yes for you? So these are all things that you could ask as well. And then number four, let's say they ask you if you have a guarantee. So, you know, nothing in life is guaranteed, but I can guarantee that if you continue doing what you're doing, you'll get the exact same results. So in this program, we teach our clients, and their success really depends on their efforts, their commitment level, how much they're implementing, and whether they're showing up. But I can guarantee that you will have more success with my help than trying to do it on your own. So if they happen to mention something about a guarantee, that's some wording you can use there. Number five is time. Let's say they're too busy. They don't have the time for it. So asking them something like, you know, if you were to start now, what would be your concerns and what would be the benefits? If you don't start now and a year from now, everything is the same, would you be okay with that? Or would that be frustrating to you? Also, you know, something like, can I be honest? It sounds like you want this, but you're trying to find the perfect time to start. In my experience, that doesn't exist. So you have to choose what you want now and take action. You'll make more progress if you just jump in rather than continuing to wait. So what do you think? You're willing to try it out? So something like that. And then with any objection, you know, I found that most of the time if someone says they can't do this or that, it's because they don't believe in themselves. They don't either believe that I can help them, or they don't believe in the program, or they don't believe in themselves. So which one is it for you? So just really uncovering the layers, peeling back anything you think might be holding them back. If you were to take money out of the equation, you know, how would they feel then? You know, if money were not an object, would this still be a yes for you? And kind of peeling back and seeing how you can work with them, how you can brainstorm together on a way to make it work and what specifically they're looking for, and really speaking belief and confidence into them, like letting them know that you believe in them, that they're going to love this and they're going to do amazing. So really being confident, having that level of conviction and really speaking belief into them is so powerful. So if you'd love more information on how we can help you start and grow your coaching business for more fulfillment, this is what we work on inside of our academy together. We work on helping you know how to conduct sales calls, how to overcome objections, how to sell authentically. And not only that, but we teach you how to build it from the ground up. So we teach you how to create your program, how to get clients, how to get launched, how to post on social media, what and where and how, and then continuing to grow from there to higher cash levels. So how to hire a team, how to delegate, how to continue to spread farther on multiple platforms and even outside of social media with email marketing, podcasts, Pinterest, YouTube. We cover all of that inside of the Academy. So go ahead and comment the word Academy for more information on how we can help you start and grow your coaching business for more success, more income, more time with your family, more freedom to really just be your own boss. This is truly exploding right now in the online space. Coaching is incredible. If you are a nurse and you love teaching, you love educating, that is exactly what coaching is. It is so natural for you. You have coached probably hundreds of people, thousands of people in your career. And it's so easy for nurses to shift into coaching because it's what we're good at. We've learned communication skills. We know how to talk to people. We know how to educate. And that's exactly what coaching is. Not only that, but nurses are high performers. We are responsible. We have high integrity and trust. So it's really cool to be able to be your own boss, create something of your own where you're able to create income rather than having capped income as a nurse and having to work overtime shifts for more money. So that is the beauty of having an additional revenue stream coming in at all times and just really being able to have more freedom, helping people transform their lives and watching them transform right before your eyes. It's seriously the most rewarding thing ever. So go ahead and comment the word Academy below. And I will also drop a link where you can click on that and get more information about our academy. So go ahead and click on the link. You know, you can fill out the box for more information, and my team and I will chat with you. We'd love to hear about your goals, what you'd love to accomplish with your own coaching business. So I hope this was helpful for you today on how to overcome objections. These are some that we use in our sales calls, and we are experts at selling and marketing inside of our business program. So if you're really looking for help with the business side of things with coaching, that is what we specialize in inside of our Elite Nurse to Coach Academy. So go ahead and comment the word Academy, and we can't wait to hear from you. Take care.